I get asked a lot how to grow an Instagram page, and I think the different social medias have very different, there's very different objectives and very different advantages to growing each one of them. For example, I became quite big on Twitter. I started Twitter with 1,000 followers. I got to 12,000 followers in like 3 weeks, and then I got to 45,000 followers in 2 months, and then I got banned. But that's because I'm an exceptionally hilarious individual. But Twitter, all it does gain you perhaps monetary contacts and political conversations and a shitload of hate, a whole bunch of people who hate you. But in general, I mean, unless you're really making money from Twitter, having a large Twitter following, I mean, yeah, you can make some money from it, but I don't think it's as beneficial as having a large Instagram following, because a large Instagram following leads to girls, and pussy is one of the best things on the planet. That's why a lot of you joined this course. A lot of you want to have more money, more girls. So your Twitter account has to be for your money, and your Instagram account has to be for your girls. You're not getting girls from Twitter. Absolutely not. So how to grow an Instagram following. Growing a Twitter following is very much about what you say, so I can't coach you how to do that. The reason mine grew so fast is because I'm the fucking man, and the way I think and the way I write it, et cetera, et cetera. But an Instagram following is gonna happen absolutely and utterly by default if you follow every other lesson in this video course. If you start making a load of money, and you have nice cars, and you start traveling the world with your multiple passports, and you start taking pictures with hot girls and going to cool places, you're gonna have a large Instagram following. There really isn't too big a secret to it besides that. My Instagram following isn't massive. I mean, I know there's people with loads and loads and loads. I've got 25,000 followers. It's not a huge deal, but it's enough. I probably say 2 or 3 random girls a day inbox my Instagram and just say some shit. And the reason for that is because they look at my lifestyle and it emulates a lifestyle that they'd like to have. So they probably just slept with their boyfriend. They're about to go to work in Starbucks. They don't want to go to work. They're scrolling through Instagram. They stumble upon me. They see my lifestyle and they think, well, fucking hell, this guy looks like he has fun. Because if you look like you have fun, you attract women. All women want is fun. So by portraying a life of fun, you're going to attract females. And that's what your Instagram should be for. You have to make your life look fun. And that's going to become very easy if you follow the other lessons in this course. One thing I would say is have your Instagram on private. The reason for that is because unless you're a super hot girls have a completely different Instagram mechanism to a man. But to a man, there's going to be a lot of people who look at your life and spy on it, but they don't want to follow you. They just want to have a little look and then they get bored. If you have it on private, they have to give you that follow to find out what's going down. So I have mine private for that reason. I gain a lot more followers when mine's on private because people are curious and people are nosy. But in general, you need to portray an image of fun. When your Instagram account's on private, hashtags don't matter because people can't search the hashtag because your account's private. None of that shit matters. All that really matters is you have a life of fun, you keep it private. People will tell their other people, someone will follow you and say, have you seen this guy's account? No, da da da, and then they'll go and follow you from there. So really it's about the pictures you take. There's no secret to Instagram besides the pictures you take, and the pictures you take are gonna become fantastic because you're gonna follow everything else in this course. You're gonna climb a mountain that you've never climbed before, you're gonna do some crazy shit. It's gonna be you and 10 girls wherever, and you're gonna take a cool picture. Another thing though, there's no perfect algorithm to anything. If you're too show off on Instagram, you are gonna lose some girls, you are gonna piss some people off. You can't go through the world pleasing everybody. You really can't go through the world pleasing everybody. We're wrapping up now, we've been doing all these videos and I've kind of tried to reiterate over and over again about how to be a G, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. If you start living this way, everyone's gonna give you hate. Like, everyone's gonna hate you. But there's no way in life to get anywhere without being hated. The only way you can not be hated is if you say nothing and do nothing and have no opinion. But then is that a life worth living? No. It doesn't matter if you say the earth is round. There's gonna be someone out there who hates you for it. There's a whole group of flat earthers, they think you're wrong. So anything you achieve or anywhere you go in life, you're gonna attract hate, you're gonna attract people who dislike you. The most important thing is just to really be above all that shit. I was exceptionally good at that on Twitter, exceptionally good. When I was saying the things I was saying and people were sending me thousands, I got hundreds of thousands of replies on some of my tweets of pure hate, wishing me the worst possible things, insulting my dead father, anything they could think of to try and bother me. I never gave a fuck. It doesn't affect me, I don't care. And that's how you need to be. So you think about growing an Instagram following, you're gonna put some cool pictures up and there's gonna be a whole bunch of people who give you hate, good. Because if someone's going out of their way to bother responding to a picture of your life, you've emotionally affected them. So you right now, you've emotionally affected them. You've won the exchange. If they emotionally affect you back, which is their intention, then it's 50-50. But if you just read it and laugh and don't give a shit, like, oh, whatever, then you won. You have space in their brain. They don't have space in your brain. That's how it works. So there is no key to growing an Instagram following. In fact, a very good measurement of how well you've implemented the rules and laws and videos from this course is how your Instagram account starts to grow. If you implemented everything properly and you're starting to get more likes and people are starting to look at your life and think, wow, this looks cool, it's starting to go up, then you're gonna start to see, well, You know, that's a very easy, quantifiable, you know, I'm not saying it's the only thing that matters, but it's absolutely an added bonus to living a life worth living. Because everyone wants to live a life worth living, and that's what Instagram's for. People scroll through it and they look at other people's lives and everyone's lives looks perfect. Well, it's your turn to have a life that looks perfect. And it hasn't got to be perfect, it's just got to be really fun for small periods of time, and make sure you snap a